Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Cynthia Mendez, and today's date is January 30th, 2021, on a Saturday evening, and tonight's topic is about consistency is key to transparency. For those who are listening on tonight's show, our calling number is 516-590-0362. Once again, that number is 516-590-0362, and you can dial the number 1 and I will be able to answer your call. Before I begin, I wanted to also thank those who have made donations to the Natural Blog Talk Radio. I really appreciate the donations and I thank you for your contributions. For this month, I just wanted to highlight what the topics were about and what it was geared towards. So this month was all about the development of character and the importance of developing character. And some of the titles that stood out for this month were The Art of Patience and today's broadcast on consistency and how it's key to transparency. It's all geared towards the development of character. Okay, so, you know, this month was just about focusing on certain attributes of our characters and being able to develop it, you know, standing for something and, you know, having a different outlook and perspective on how we can be patient with ourselves and how we can be simply patient with other people and, you know, just looking at, you know, life differently and understanding that it's not about just having a personality, because anybody can have a personality, but when you have character, that means you are a fortified being, a fortified person, and that you stand for something and you mean something. You are a person that make a mark in the world. And as I'm speaking about this, I want to take a moment to honor Cicely Tyson and just give a tribute to her and honoring her. I'm going to play, you know, some of her words of wisdom that she shared and other comments that other people made about her. Cicely Tyson, she lived to 96 years old, which is good. You know, she was born December 19th, 1923. And the sun set on her on January 28th, 2021. She was an awesome actress and fashion model. And just the other day, she did an interview on a memoirs of Just As I Am. And after I play a tribute about her, I'll share my experience that I had when I initially seen, you know, her doing an interview on CBS and just watching her there and my immediate reaction. So before I begin, let's just listen to her words of wisdom and people that have their remarks about her. So I'm going to play 2020 Hall of Fame in regards to Cicely Tyson.
Every last one of us comes to this industry, to this particular arena of storytelling, because at some point in our lives, we decided to pursue our dreams. Some of those dreams fall by the wayside. Some of those dreams change. And for a fortunate few of us, some of those dreams are fulfilled. And then there is that rarest of souls, that one spark of light, who not only fulfills her dreams, but also fulfills the dreams of generations to follow. That courageous warrior who creates more, demands more, and makes more out of a dream than anyone before her ever dared to imagine possible. See, Miss Cicely Tyson is not like you or me. She isn't just someone who fulfilled her dream. Miss Cicely Tyson herself is a dream fulfilled. She's the daughter of immigrants. Her father came through Ellis Island. She was raised in New York in the center of the cultural explosion that was the Harlem Renaissance. She had a sensible typing job when she was discovered by Ebony Magazine as a model. And then, thankfully for all of us, she decided to try her hand at acting. In her unmatched career that as of this month spans 8 decades, she's a trailblazer of the highest order. Now, I can't possibly name every role she's had or every award she's received, so I'm just going to do some of the highlights. In 1963, she played Jane Foster in the CBS drama East Side, West Side, becoming the very first African-American man or woman to star in a television series, ever. She was also the very first black woman to win an Emmy as lead actress in a television movie for her amazing work in 1974's The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. And being Cicely, she didn't just win one Emmy for that role, she won two. In 2018, she became the first black woman to be awarded an honorary Academy Award. These achievements are no accident. Miss Tyson is known for having impeccable taste and high standards when selecting a role. She chooses only rich characters with a brand of personal integrity that match her own. She waited 30 years to have her turn as Carrie Watts in Horton Foote's The Trip to Bountiful, and for that, she won a Tony Award for Best Actress, as well as an Emmy nomination when she starred in the version that was brought to television. In the words of Viola Davis, Cicely Tyson elevates every one of her moments as Ophelia Harkness on How to Get Away with Murder, with an artistry that cannot be explained or taught. That's very true. But thankfully for all of us, it's an artistry that can be seen and marveled over. Now, Cicely's not only famous for the roles that she inhabits, but also for the roles that she's turned down. She refuses to lend her talent to any character that would degrade not only herself as an actress, but, as she says, she also refuses any character that would degrade women of color in general, because that could reverberate into future generations. Now, think what it meant for her to turn down those roles so rarely offered to a black woman in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. She said no to being stereotyped, and in doing so, Cicely paved a black road to a thick, unyielding white male forest with nothing on her side but courage and integrity. And now, an army of actresses of color can stroll that road today. Trail blazer. An honorary Oscar, 15 Emmy nominations, 3 Emmys, 1 Tony, a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and she's out of the Dance Theater of Harlem on the side. There's simply too much Cicely to distill into a speech. With each turn on the screen, she presents a vision of humanity that is absolutely original and deeply universal. What she does with dialogue is an art. What she does with silence is a masterpiece. What she has done for all of us is a gift. Her dream is our reality.
Indeed.
Miss Tyson, Cicely, thank you for going first. Because you are the first, there will be no last. It is my honor of a lifetime to induct you, my idol, my colleague, my friend, my family, into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. Well, I guess I should speak to my mother first. She was very upset with me because I didn't go to college. But I want to let you know that I'm at an academy now. And I hope I made up for the disappointment. I want to thank God for keeping me here as long as I've been here to go to an academy. Okay. Moments like this make me, render me speechless, I should say. Shonda, I don't know who you were talking about, but I'll accept it. Thank you for those incredible words. Those are the words that kept me going, that made me realize that I had made the right decision about my career. It's interesting to me that I had no idea where it was going, since I knew very little about show business. As children, we were not allowed to go to the movies, so I had no idea what it was that they were talking about. I learned, though. I had an experience while promoting Sounder. It took place in Philadelphia. It was at a coverage for promoting the movie. And one of the journalists stood up and said, "Miss Tyson, I discovered a bit of prejudice in myself while watching the movie Sounder." When I asked what it was, he told me that he could not accept the fact that my son, the oldest one, referred to his father as Daddy. The confusion came about because my son was black, his father was black, and he called him Daddy. The reporter said the confusion and the discovery of his prejudice came about as a result of the fact that he could not understand nor accept the fact that this little black boy was referring to his father, who is black, as Daddy, because that's what his little white sons called him, and he was white. I can't remember that I was able to ingest that without finding it difficult to swallow. I became aware of the fact that there were some issues
that I had to address. That was one. And that I would choose my career as my platform. I'm extremely grateful that what I refer to as divine guidance led me to this experience and gave me the future of my career. I made up my mind. I just could not afford the luxury of being an actress. There were some issues I wanted to address, and as I said, I used my career as my platform. That it would bring me to a moment like this is nothing that I ever fathomed. I just was doing what I felt was important for me to do. I want to say thank you to the Academy and the committee. I wish to extend my gratitude to you for selecting me for this important recognition. I've been getting a lot of awards lately. And I find myself wondering if you all know something that I don't know. And if you do, you better share it with me, okay? Because I will find a way to find out, okay? I have had an incredible career. I am grateful, not the shoulders that I stood on, but the backs that I laid on and stood on. While the women in our families picked the cotton with the babies strapped to their back, I'm grateful for them. I am super grateful that I have been here for 95 years, and I have no idea who this person is. Do you understand that? I find myself looking in the mirror every now and then and saying, Cicely, do you believe this? I don't. But I am grateful to the Heavenly Father, to every single one of you who have held me up over these years. I want you to know that I would not be here if it weren't for each one of you. I am everlastingly grateful to the inductees that allowed me in their company. I am so grateful to be here with you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, so that was Cecilia Tyson on the Hall of Fame, and now I just wanted to play her lasting remarks that she had when she did the memoirs, Just As I Am.
That's a good voice.
That's former President Barack Obama giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to groundbreaking actress Cecily Tyson. Back in 2016, she told us in the interview last week, and she writes about in the book, she got a big kick when the president said that about her. She said, he said I was gorgeous. I know a lot of people think that about you, Ms. Tyson. News of her death prompted an outpouring of tributes last night. Viola Davis and Regina King called Cicely Tyson a trailblazer for black women in show business. Tyson gave many memorable performances in Roots, Sounder, and The Trip to Bountiful, which won her a Tony Award, by the way. She was 88 at the time. We spoke with Tyson last Thursday at the Abyssinian Baptist Church. That's in Harlem. That's her church home. And she talked about the obstacles that she's overcome, her dedication to acting, and discovering the calling. So here we sit in 2021. You still enjoy acting after
yes.
all of these years.
Well, if I read a role that has something to say that I want to express, then it allows me to speak.
And as a little girl, this was painful to me to read. You didn't feel beautiful as a little girl.
Oh, I know I wasn't, because I was skinny. That's number one. And I was black. That was number two. And I was not beheaded. Okay.
But then as life turns out, life has other plans for you.
I was walking down Fifth Avenue, and someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, who's your agent? And I said, agent for what? And he said, you're a model, aren't you?
Had you thought about modeling? Were you interested in modeling?
And I didn't know what modeling was.
Inspired by that encounter on Fifth Avenue, Tyson enrolled in modeling school. And it wasn't long before her beauty and poise landed her in catalogs and magazine covers like Ebony. The journey to stardom was not an easy one for Tyson, who became pregnant when she was 17 and had a short marriage that lasted just over 2 years. Tyson began her acting career as a single mother, a choice that brought conflict at home.
My mother, I don't know what she wanted me to be. She thought that I was going to live in a den of iniquity, because we grew up in the slums, okay? Lots of prostitutes walking up and down the street, and that's all she knew about movies.
But she changed her mind, didn't she?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I did was at the Y, I invited her. I went backstage to remove makeup and hair, and then I come out. My mother's standing at the door with all these people around her, congratulating her. And she said, yes, ever since you were in the building, you know, she liked to sing and dance.
Okay, so that was her last interview that she did on January 26, 2021, and we're just gonna get her lasting remarks on her natural hair movement and how she inspired other people.
Hi there, welcome to Forward. Come on in. I'm Dr. Nate Fugini. I'm our medic.
I was asked to do a show that dealt with the emergent African nation. And at that time, I was wearing my hair, as I am now, straightened, and I wasn't comfortable in the woman's skin with that style of hair, because I knew they didn't wear their hair straight in Africa. And so I went through rehearsal with the straightened hair, but the night before the show, which was being done live, I went to a barbershop in Harlem called the Shalimar, where Duke Ellington used to have his hair cut. And I walked in, and I was greeted by a gentleman who was a barber, and his name was Streamline. I told him I wanted him to cut my hair very short and then shampoo it so that it would go back to its natural state. And so he sat me in the chair, and he proceeded to cut, and he cut it kind of short up to the top. And I said, that's not it. I want you to cut it as close to my scalp as possible. And then I want you to shampoo it so it goes back to its natural state. He went and sat down. When he had regained his, he came to me and he said, are you sure that's what you want? I said, yes. So the show was being done live. Okay. The next morning, I go to the studio. I have my hair wrapped in a scarf. I go to makeup and costume. And then when the director said, places, I took the scarf off. You could hear a hair hit the floor. So finally, he walked up to me and he said, Cicely, you cut your hair. And I sheepishly held my head and I shook my head, yes. So he said, you know, by wanted to ask you to do that, but I didn't have the nerve. And then it was George Scott who asked my agent to send me in to meet with them for East Side, West Side. I said, well, what do I do about my hair? They said, your hair, leave it that way. And that is what created the natural hair craze, that show, and my wearing it that way. Because I got letters from hairdressers all over the country telling me that I was affecting their business because their clients were having their hair cut off so they could wear it like the girl on television. The cornrow and Sounder. You know, I knew during that period that women in the South cornrow their head. So I said that Rebecca would wear her hair in that manner. But every time I changed the hairdo, it had not to do with me. It had to do with authenticating the character that I was playing.
Okay, so that was Cecilia's remarks on natural hair movement. And she just basically gave a recap on how she started the trend with natural hair in the 70s. So I just wanted to get started with the show on tonight. It was about consistency is key to transparency. I would say that Cecily Tyson was a woman of character. As they shared in the previous video, that, you know, when she did her roles, she never did any roles that would demean the character of so-called black women. So she always took honorary roles, and she always took that stance in doing that, and she really followed her heart and followed her dreams. I know I said before the show I was going to share my experience when I had initially seen the CBS News and Cecily Tyson doing an interview. And when I initially seen it, I thought that they were putting up signs that she were gone. But then when I looked the second time, I seen that it said the memoirs of Just As I Am. So it didn't say that she was gone or she passed on or anything like that. But I immediately, had this kind of sense that is that what this was, and it wasn't at the time. But then 2 days later, they said she passed on. So me personally, the reason why I'm saying this is because for those who are listening to me who can relate to me, or having a gift, having a premonition of something, sometimes you may not know it all in detail or be able to have all of the, bits and pieces, but you would get certain signs about certain things, and eventually you find out in the end that something takes place or something happens as a result of that. So I kind of, when I found out that she passed on the 28th, I was kind of shocked because at first I was appreciating the fact that she was, an elderly woman, and she was a beautiful soul. And she lived a very long time, so I appreciated that. So I just wanted to share that experience and to highlight that she was a woman of great character and caliber at the same time. So what I wanted to mention about the importance of consistency, when you give yourself the chance to go through a process, along with the fact of learning patience, being patient with yourself and being patient with other people, and then having to, go through certain milestones in life, is really developing your character, developing who you are. And it doesn't matter what other people think of you or what they're saying about you, and it doesn't matter if it's a small beginning and you starting out, never despise it. Never despise the small beginnings that you have in life, because eventually it's going to, craft out into something bigger once you're dedicated and disciplined towards whatever it is that's going to develop you as you know, character. So this is why consistency is so important, because you want to be the masterpiece of whatever it is that you do in life. You want to be able to master it and not just do it halfway and just go through an experience, but to go through encounters, be able to remember certain, you know, struggles or hardships, and understanding that this is what made you who you are today. So this is why it's important. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines for any questions, comments, or concerns. You can dial 1 and I'll take your call. At 347, you on air?
How you doing? Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Definitely like the tribute you did to Cicely Tyson. I like her work a lot. You know, she never, like you said, one of the good things I like about her, like you said, was she never exhibited no type of tendency to make up people look bad or things like that. And, you know, she definitely didn't have no bedwinch tendency from what I see. Maybe she was a bedwinch behind the scenes, but at least I didn't see it, which was good, you know. She was married to Miles Davis, you know, jazz musician and whatnot for a time. And, you know, like I said, she seemed
like
she was
in love with him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. He was bugged out of his mind, but, you know, he was bugged out of his mind.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it was a reptile-looking nigga. But anyway, yeah, so, yeah, so, you know, yeah, she's, you know, she lived a long time and whatnot. You know, she looked good all the way up to the end. You know what I'm saying? She made it up in her 90s. She lived a nice, long life and whatnot. You know, I wasn't really thinking about dealing with her like that, because, you know, I ain't really dig her, because I was like, oh, she cool with, what's that lady's name? She used to always remind me somewhat of, what's that lady that writes the poetry?
I know what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about Maya Angelou?
Yeah, I can't stand her. I'm sorry. I couldn't stand her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She was a bedwinch extraordinaire. Bedwinch extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a whole bunch of them, Diane Carroll and all the rest of the bedwinches, Lena Horne. But at least I didn't think Cicely Tyson did nothing like that. But, you know, you never know. But like I said, but she always seemed to be solid. So, you know, she gets a good little tribute and whatnot, good little send-off, so. But on this topic of today, it's what is it again?
Oh, it's on consistency is key to transparency. Like just being consistent and yes.
Yeah.
So, that's what tonight's topic is about. I was just speaking about how the results of when, you know, a person is consistent, how they get to the point of being able to master whatever it is that they set out to either learn or, you know, discover, you know, and just adapt it to their life. And as they learn, if it's learning or, you know, actively doing something, but being consistent, you know, is what's going to be the, you know, the gravitating point to pushing them forward in life and allowing them to be able to master whatever it is, you know, that they set out to do. So that's what I was previously talking about it and why it was so important.
I mean, consistency is key in everything you do, you know. Consistency is key in everything you do. And if you don't have no consistency, it doesn't matter, you know, what takes place or whatever you try to do, you'll never accomplish it. You always have to have consistency. Like you said, consistency is key. Always.
It sure is. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
I'm going to take another call.
You have to be single focused. Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. Single-minded. You can't have any distractions. You know,
no.
So you can stay on the line, but hold on. I'm going to take another call.
All right. All right.
912, you on air?
Hey, good evening. This is Vicky.
Hi, good evening. Hi. Hi, Vicky.
So what would be a suggestion to make sure that you stay consistent, to make sure that you are also transparent and, I guess, real?
Okay, well, I would say that, as I mentioned before, how it's like you go through different milestones in life. So maybe, like, keeping track of something. If it's something just minute or a habit that you have to adapt to, they always say it takes 21 days to form a habit, a good habit. So you might want to be able to keep chart of it, you know, be able to inquire through other people, you know, about certain things that you're working on or you're learning about. You want to, you know, just get their input and their view and how you can become a better person or better at whatever it is that you're setting out to do.
Okay. And what was the name? What was the name of the lady that you were playing in the beginning?
Okay, her name was Cicely Tyson.
Okay. All right. I don't think I've heard of her before.
Yeah, she's a elderly lady. She was an actress and also a fashion model. And she held so-called black women in high regards, and she never took on, like, any bad roles, you know, that gave a bad impression on, you know, so-called black women. And she kept her integrity, you know. She had morals with her, which is, you know, kind of like the pillar of this month's topic, which was about character. So she would be a definition of somebody who had character and not just a personality.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to end.
All right, no problem. I'm just going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so it's definitely a good topic tonight.
Yeah, so I would say that people who feel like giving up, always think about why you started. That's the key to keep going as well too, because you don't want to get to a certain point in life and then, you know, you just give everything all up. Then it's like you worked so hard and you worked in vain. You don't want to get to that point. So sometimes when we go through those, you know, points in life or those different milestones, we have to keep rejuvenating ourselves and pushing forward and moving forward. I'm going to take another call. 864, you on air? 864, you on air? Menzette. Yes, I can hear you.
I have a question. So, dealing with consistency, do you think that when you're being consistent with everything that you do, it helps broaden and expand the horizon to go further to do other things as well?
Yes, that's why I said that it's key to transparency, because when people see that you're consistent in whatever it is that you're doing, it's like a, you know, a pillar to having a character. So when a person know that you are a person of character, not just personality, they know that you are a transparent person, that you're real, you're authentic, you're sincere, and they know that, they automatically know that they can work with you. Whereas, you know how some people say your word is good enough for me? That's because of having that character. You being, you know, the type of person that you are, opposed to other people who character go in question, they have to prove themselves.
Oh, cool.
You see? Yeah.
Because I asked that question because throughout time, you know, being, I guess you could say, from the past old me to, you know, the revived me, the renewal me, I can see that things have advanced way further than they could have ever done then, and the improvements and stepping forward, going into different levels of involvement, you know.
Okay. So, just a quick question. Did you know who Cicely Tyson was?
I've heard of her, but I didn't get into full, like, discovery of what all she actually did. And I did know about the natural hair thing because you know, I do the hair thing myself. So I knew her for that, but I didn't know that she was actually a model and everything of that nature.
Yes, that was in her younger years, her younger age.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Okay.
That's all I have for right now. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no, it's just me.
912,
you
on air? Huh?
Hello? No, it's just me. I didn't press
the button. Oh, okay, because I've seen a notification. All right, so for those who, you know, came on late, you can also listen back to the show, and you'll be able to listen to Cicely Tyson and, you know, some of the things about who she was and, you know, what she meant to the world. Also, in addition, you can be able to, you know, get a recap on the gist of the topic, which was about consistency being key to transparency and the development of character. And as I mentioned before, this month was the highlight of developing good character. And I highlighted two titles that stood out, which was Today and The Art of Patience. Being able to be patient with yourself and being able to be patient with other people is so important in you being able to move forward in life. So the show is coming to an end, and once again I wanted to thank you all for taking the time out for listening to the Natural Radio Show. Thank you.